Hey guys, welcome back to another week of Autastic, your comedian's guide to autism. I'm one of your hosts, Kirk Smith, and here is always my co-host and buddy,
Graham K. Hello, everybody. Good to be here. Thanks so much for listening. Kirk, you are back. You've been traveling, and you are back from Australia. You're in America. Did you miss freedom?
I had a good trip down under. It's tough to get used to the toilets swirling the wrong way.
Is that true? But, I don't think that's true.
I don't think that's true either. I don't know. I didn't pay attention. I don't really look that much once I flush.
That's good.
That's behind me.
That's a sign of being an adult.
I do video them and put them on my Instagram stories, but that's an different issue. I'm just trying to get those views up. Oh, trying to get those views up.
You're going
to
get the wrong kind of views, the wrong kind of people, Kirk.
I had a fun trip. Australia is very welcoming. I feel like they really enjoy comedy there. I don't know.
I think they're just impressed that people flew 24 hours to come to their hot island.
Yeah, it was a little humid in Sydney. I was in four cities, so they're all a little different. And I was in Tasmania, which is like, talk about the end of the world. You're really down pretty far south. And
yeah,
it's funny. Tasmania is made fun of by the rest of Australia as being backwards, and everybody there having two heads. That's their like inside joke, because I guess somebody
two heads
was born with a mole or something, and they called it a second head 100 years ago or something like that. So
a mole, they can't even tell the difference.
That's their little inside
head
joke, making fun of Tasmania. And then I'm like, oh really, have you been? And like, no, somebody was born with like a growth on their shoulder 150 years ago, and they joked about it being a second head or something like that. And so
that's the
big inside joke.
Well, it's like Canadians Newfoundland. There's like this island off the east coast of Canada we all make fun of, and they all have different accents, but they're the best people, and they're also just really happy you came to their island if you ever go. I imagine Tasmania is like that. They're like, you came to Tasmania?
It's pretty funny that people in Australia don't go to Tasmania, and then you're in Tasmania. That's so they think that's funny. But yeah, there's a new comedy festival out there called Laughs of Lonnie. And the bloke, Chris Franklin, organized it. The bloke is like a... Is that the one that's slang for...
The guy.
Yeah, the guy,
the,
right?
The dude,
yeah,
the bro.
The bogan is the redhead.
I didn't know that. I thought you were just starting to use the word bloke in your everyday speech there for a second. I was like, oh, you've been there too long. Don't just say bloke. Yeah. I got a couple buddies who've been living in London for 10 years, and they're Canadian, and they say words like bloke but with a Canadian accent. It just sounds weird. It's like, don't do that.
Sounds like a John Hastings thing.
Yeah. My two mates. He's a good bloke. I live in this flat.
That's funny.
It's like, shut up. You don't talk like that. It sounds stupid.
Quit bragging.
It just sounds stupid coming out of the wrong accent. Anyway, so you had good shows. You made a bunch of money. You're rich.
Let's not get carried away, but I'm not being evicted, so that's good.
That's great.
And
I see you're in your. We're FaceTiming. You're in your apartment in LA.
Yeah, you're upside down for some reason on my FaceTime, and I'm not sure why exactly.
I'm upside down.
Yeah, I wonder if it's a metaphor somehow.
Really? Like my head is at the bottom?
Completely upside down.
What the heck? Let me try and switch it. How about that?
Hey, there we go. Now you're right side up.
Yeah, baby.
Guys, I'm going to paint a picture for you guys. Graham is wearing a red hat, and I would describe what I can only describe as 1970s frameless glasses.
They're not frameless. They have a metal frame.
It's like they're frameless around the edge, no?
It's metal, baby. These are fashion glasses. It's a New York thing. They haven't reached Tasmania. It'll get there in about 100
years. Fair enough.
Yeah. No, these glasses are, these are super hip glasses. I took a risk. I got a good deal. I know the person who works at the store, and they are regularly.
I think they're working.
They're regularly like $1,000 with the lenses, and I got them for 150. How about that?
Ooh, baby.
Yeah, these are Carl
heck of a deal.
Zeiss lenses. I'm bawling, dude. It's the best.
You're plugging somebody I've never heard of, but I'm sure they're great.
But guess what? I And in my news, personal news, I broke my foot yesterday playing pickup basketball.
Oh, not again.
Yes, I broke my foot. I broke my toe last year playing basketball, and I broke my fibula yesterday. I went to the hospital, got x-rays, thought it might have just been a bad sprain.
Is it fibula, the big one?
It's a little, I think it's a big one. I don't know. I'm just a guy. But she said it's a small break at the bottom of the fibula near the ankle, and it's a minor thing, and I'll be back in like 4 to 6 weeks. So
calf bone. Yeah, it's the calf bone. Yeah, located on the lateral side of the tibia. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Brutal.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, it's the skinny little one next to the long one. I don't know. Thick one.
But boy, hurts a lot. Big cough. Sorry. It hurts.
The sneeze. I tried to mute it, but I don't think I got to it.
You did a good job of going far away, but I don't think the listeners heard it as badly as I did, because I'm listening to you through your earbuds, the microphone on your earbuds, and that went directly into my brain, that cough. All the way from L.A. to New York into my brain. Anyway, my foot's broken. I'm going to give up basketball. I'm too old for this. I've got too much stuff going on, and now I got a friggin' broken leg that I gotta live with, and it's just the worst. I call my brother Peter. By the way, this is a Comedian's Guide to Autism. I've got an autistic brother. Kirk's got an autistic son. I called my brother Peter yesterday. Told him. He called me and he was like, "Oh my God, what did you do?" And then he immediately started talking about Spider-Man. The empathy.
That would never happen to Spider-Man. Yeah. He's indestructible. Yeah, exactly. His body's so much stronger.
It's just so funny. The social. He knows that there are social cues. Like, you're supposed to go like, "Oh, that's bad." And he does honestly feel bad for me. But he's got about 30, 40 seconds tops of empathy. And then he's like, "Okay, moving on. More about the Pete-ster." Yeah, I don't know. I'm sad. I'm sad. I don't want to give up basketball, but I just don't think I can do it anymore. I mean,
You're going to have to develop what's called like a quote-unquote old man game.
Yes.
Where you're like, you box out with your rear end. You don't really jump that much.
No jumping.
You tip it to yourself, and then without jumping.
Yeah.
It happens. It happens to everybody. Not to me, because I don't know what's wrong with me, but I've never twisted an ankle even. But
it's amazing.
A lot of people do that.
You're like 50 years old. I can't believe you haven't hurt yourself. I broke 3 bones in 3 years playing basketball. I broke my finger, broke my toe last year, and I broke my friggin' fibula.
I think my bones are very malleable. That's what it is. They just roll. They just roll with it. I've had my nose broken a few times, but that's from being punched directly in the face.
Yeah.
That's mostly because I run my mouth.
You do run your mouth, the elbow people. Yeah.
My week in review.
How's JJ? How's your son?
He's doing good. Nothing super exciting to report. I had a conversation with my daughter this week about, how do I frame this? His mom died. When their mom died, some people, instead of flowers, we said you can either donate to charity or to if you want to do something for the kids or whatever you want to do, because there's people all over the world and they're like, "Do you want us to send flowers or what do you want to do?" And so I think there's $2,000 of flowers that got sent in, right? And money for flowers and stuff. And so we just gave that to JJ to do for his, like, you know, I pay for his day-to-day stuff and his, like, clothes and his snacks and computers.
His computers that he breaks and all that stuff.
Yeah, his, like, living expenses, yeah. Right? So it's like, you know, where he's at, they pay for the care that he gets from the ladies who watch him, ladies and men, and that's the big expense. But he has, like, ongoing, you know,
day-to-day stuff. The nurses aren't going to buy him.
Right. They don't pay for his clothes. Yeah. And his, you know, if he goes to the store, he gets an ice cream. They don't pay for that. Yeah. So,
or a computer.
I obviously cover that. And so we set up that money. And honestly, it's not that much. It was a couple grand or something that came in U.S. And so Alex had asked me about that, my daughter. And so then I explained, you know, well, we sent that to JJ because, you know, JJ really can't work. And so It was another chance to have a discussion about, with Alex, my daughter, about JJ's long-term care. Mm-hmm. And so it is interesting that these things bring up like an opportunity to talk about things that otherwise might not come up in a regular quote-unquote family, sure. You know? And so about his long-term stuff, and we talked again about the possibility of him moving back to the States or... And I just, you know, you were joking about me having a great, I did have a great tour of Australia, honestly. It was really fun, 30-something shows. But I'm just not at the money level yet where I could, you know, pay for his care. Mm-hmm. And that's always a little bit frustrating, but that's just how life is. Sometimes things aren't exactly how you hoped, you know. So it was an interesting discussion. It was good. There was crying, of course. But
about what?
Yeah.
You don't have to tell me.
There's just a lot of, I think there's a lot of emotions that you have to get processed when someone's parent dies. It's like there's just a lot going on there, right? Especially when the circumstances are.
Oh, about that. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I understand.
You know, anytime you bring that stuff up again, it's like
it's only been hasn't been that long.
You know? No, it's a little under 2 years. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Poor girl.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry. You guys are still going through that.
I think she'll be going through that for a while. That's her of mom, course. Right? I think that's just too young to lose your mom at 19.
Yeah.
Especially when the circumstances are so crappy.
Yeah, not good.
So.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, that was the week in review. But it was interesting that, you know, I think it just adds a small level of complication when it's like, it's a one more small reminder that like. So my daughter needs, she's got, her wisdom teeth are impacted, so she needs to have them out. And so we were just, so she was like, just kind of casually, you know, like, is there, how did that work? Was there, you know, is that something you can help me with? And I was like, well, there's no money from that. But I mean, I could help you, but there's no money from that. That was like, you know, your brother's, you know, needs the money and has other issues. And I don't know, it's something I find autism that affects all aspects of your life in unexpected ways, if that makes sense.
Yeah, totally. No, I understand that. I completely understand that. I have those discussions with my parents on a yearly basis about what's going to happen when they pass on. And
yeah.
We had one sort of, my dad and I had one. I just visited my parents in South Carolina. They're snowbirds now. And yeah. And so that means my brother is taking care of the house, and he's all by himself pretty much in Ottawa for almost two full months actually. And my dad was like, it's sort of like a trial run to see when, you know, what happens when we're dead. You know, to see
brutal
if he can maintain himself, basically, if I need to move back to Ottawa. And for the most part, he does pretty well, you know, but I would have to rely a lot on friends and family to do some of the heavy lifting.
Your parents are 70?
Yeah.
Right.
A healthy 70. You know, they seem like they're in their early 60s, but yeah, they are 70. There's no, that's a big number. There's no like,
yeah.
No getting around that. And Peter's even discussed it with me. One day we were driving back from the cottage. My mom and dad own this little shack about an hour outside Ottawa in the woods by some water. And it's lovely. And it's just been great for the family to have. We used to go up there during the summers on the weekends. And my brother doesn't like it anymore. But to him, it's boring and it just means a lot of work. That means if he's there, it means that my parents have recruited him to like do spring cleaning or rake a bunch of leaves or whatever. And so we were driving back. I was driving him back to Ottawa, and he's like, "Hey, Graham, when mom and dad die, I think we should sell the cottage." I was like, "Okay."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, out of the blue. So he's thinking about it. That stuff, I don't know. It just forces you to always be thinking 20 years down the road, 15 years down the road. And But you're going to be healthy, knowing how somehow you haven't broken a thing playing basketball. amount of stress that you've been through in the past couple of years, you should be sick all the time, and you're not.
Yeah, maybe I'm in denial.
Maybe that Jesus malarkey, there's something to it.
Maybe there's something to spirituality. Yeah. Who knows?
I don't know.
Maybe half a million years of, 50,000 years of religion, there's something to it. Who knows?
Yeah. Maybe. Probably not, but maybe.
I like the cynicism. Well, should we do the, we talked about
guys,
doing...
it's Autism Awareness Month. That's exciting. I'm wearing a blue t-shirt
Woo!
For Autism Awareness Month. It's a big month for us, and we are going to read some letters, right?
Yeah, we've got half a dozen letters we'll look through here and try to read your notes. Your notes. Let's start with Stan D. I won't say the last name.
Stan D.
Names,
says,
hopefully.
You guys suck. Please stop. You're a disgrace. Thank you, Stan.
No, that's to my personal
email. Yeah, that's... Yeah, no, I'm just kidding.
Hey, guys, great podcast that brings forth perspective, education, speakers, and stories. I'm currently powering through your podcast on episode 38. Woo! 39. That's you're a couple hundred behind, but you got this, Dan. You got this. I get the opportunity to work with so many different people with a variety of disabilities and barriers as a behavior consultant with additional specialties in autism. Still have a lot of catching up to do, and I'm not sure where things are at with your brother and dating. I did want to offer the suggestion of going over and writing down a list of rules and expectations that are typically associated with dating.
That's
also, to have it laid out what to do when they're feeling uncomfortable and to plan to do some calming techniques or places to go. The other benefit, besides the knowledge, is to help understand and reduce any confusion as a way to reduce any anxiety one be experiencing during the situations. Thanks again, Stan. What do you think, bud?
I think that's helpful and a great idea, but we're still working on getting the date. Once we procure a date with a woman, then we could go over that. But I think my worst nightmare is him doing something inappropriate, and then not that he would.
Well,
he's such a good boy. He would never want to hurt anybody, and he knows the basics. He knows no means no and all that. But
But honestly, that's your mom's biggest fear for you too, is doing something inappropriate. That's part of just being a human being. So
for me, doing something inappropriate, I'm a good boy.
I think the idea of some ground rules is good.
Absolutely,
I think it's a good idea. I don't know why I didn't think of that.
Yeah,
but, just
for sure.
Yeah.
But look, it's hard for. Nonverbal cues is something that is a phrase that is new. It's a post Me Too movement phrase. And it's something that we as men were not taught in sex education. I was taught no means no. If a girl says no, then back off. I'm like, fine, easy, no problem. And nonverbal cues is something that you need to be aware of, and it's harder for someone with autism to be aware of that than someone without. And so there are basically, Peter's very good at following lists and rules.
A set of rules.
So,
yeah.
You know, laying down these rules prior is a really good idea. Just the very strict black and white, do this, don't do that, ask permission, everything, you know.
I think it's a good start.
Because somebody without autism, like somebody like you know, like me, I could know when someone with nonverbal cues, if they're cool with me leaning in for a kiss. Like I'm, you know, 90% I'm right. And, you know, Peter wouldn't know. He might just lean in for a kiss at an inappropriate time, and that would be bad.
I don't think that's that bad. If he's on a date and he leans in for a kiss and she goes, no, okay, well, then the answer is no. But
well, yeah, but I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I think Peter should be asking, I think it's just safer to ask permission, you know, this, I just.
I think that, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but I think it's all about context. So if you're on a date and the
for
guy
you and me, it
in
is.
Detroit, what's that?
For you and me, it is.
For anybody, I think if a girl agrees to go on a date with you and then you lean in to kiss and she says no, that's okay, but that's not like you're being at work and some guy just tries to kiss you out of the blue.
It's true.
I mean, you're on a date. He asked you on a date because he likes you. And you're, of course, 100% say no if you don't want to, but that's not out of the left field where you're like, well, at the end of the date, he might try to kiss, give me a little kiss on the out of cheek or the lips. I don't know. Maybe I'm a weirdo, but that doesn't seem like... Man, things are changing a lot, though, for the good, too, I would add, too. I think, I like the idea of having some rules for him. So, like, you know, if she touches your elbow, that means she might be interested.
Yeah.
Some rules that honestly would have been helpful to me when I was that age.
Totally. Oh, man, I wish I had a big brother just to, like, be like, here.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And here's cool music. Oh, that would have been good. Anyway, next letter. Thank you. Who wrote that last one?
Stan D.
Thank you, Stan D.
Stan DM. Yeah.
Good one.
The initials are D and M. Yes. The next one is Haley HK. Someone shared this post to me on our Special Needs Mom Facebook group, and I thought you all might like it. As always, keep up the good work and love listening every week. This is Autistic Adults Give Advice on Raising Kids on the Spectrum. And it's from The Mighty. And I am going to repost this. This is just some insights that parents adults with autism are giving to raising somebody with disabilities. Like, one of them is if I can get this to load. Here we go. Talk to your kids about the diagnosis, both the positives and the negatives. Be patient. We do things on our own timeline. Let your child embrace their neurological differences. Accept them for who they are. It's some kind of common sense, but at the same time, really, a lot of like really good advice is really, in hindsight, sounds like common sense. But
don't use the diagnosis
as. Yeah, it's true. Don't use the diagnosis as an excuse for everything. Get out of your comfort zone and meet other parents with kids with disabilities. It's an open topic in our home, as we're both me and my husband are on the spectrum. Embrace the silliness and keep the routines on point. I like that one too.
Yes,
I'm going to
embrace the silliness. That's great.
So that's from Haley H. We'll repost that one.
Do you know what it reminds me of? It's like you know, some comedy clubs are better than other comedy clubs, and if you can always trace it back to they asked the comedians what would make a good comedy club before they put up the lighting, did the seating, did the sound. You know, you got to ask the people that are going through it to know exactly what it's like. If you just think, I know, then it's never going to be the same. Just go straight to the source. I think it's good asking these people.
Yeah, I agree. This
maybe
is from
not a very
Tiffany.
Good analogy.
The next,
I take it
thanks
back.
So much. What's that?
I said maybe it's not a very good analogy. I take it back.
Well, I think it applies to the two other comedians that listen to this podcast, but yeah. thanks so much for sending that note, Haley HK. Oh, you can hear the cops going by my place. You know I'm back in Hollywood.
You have a great neighborhood.
Oh, wow. This next letter is from Tiffany L. Good morning. Just listened to your podcast on your Kirk's medication experiences for your son. Just wanted to share the experiences we've had of going down the rabbit hole with medications with my son. Last year, we stumbled on CBD oil. And we began giving him CBD oil in December. His teachers, therapist, and family and friends are completely amazed. He's a totally different child. Happy, mostly, of course, some bad days, but way less often and definitely less extreme behavior. He sleeps through the night and falls asleep, no problems. Now communicates that he's overwhelmed and needs a break. has a sense of humor none of us are even aware of, and tells me 20 minutes after that his tummy feels better. Total game changer. The kind we give him has no THC in it, Virginia law, so there are zero psychoactive properties to it. I've even started taking it on my own for anxiety and have seen major differences in myself. The parents of my son's social group told me about it. Otherwise, I would have been completely skeptical. Very interesting. This is, you know, we get these. I don't read all of these, but we do get CBD oils.
Have you ever taken it,
Kirk? Often. No, I've not. Let me just wrap this up. Anyway, you asked for others' experiences, and this is ours so far, at least. Hope you find it helpful. No, I haven't. What are your thoughts on this? Thank you, Tiffany,
well,
by the way.
Yeah, thank you, Tiffany. That's really interesting. Really interesting, and definitely something parents could look into. I've taken CBD oil, and it's not. It doesn't feel like a drug. You know, it doesn't. You don't feel weird. Doesn't change the way you're thinking. You don't feel high.
Right.
It feels sort of like when I would take Adderall a bit. You know, I just feel a little more focused. I honestly haven't taken it very much, but it does calm you down a lot. Like, makes you sort of more centered and focused, less nauseous if you're nauseous. To be honest, I've only taken it twice, both for hangovers, and it helped quite a bit.
Listen, at least you're staying on brand. I like it. You're staying on brand, Graham.
It's well, hey, if you're gonna like, let's draw the comparisons, the symptoms of having autism and hangovers. Loud noises, don't like those. Bright lights, don't like those. People in your business, don't like those. You just want to be left alone.
That's true.
Stay inside. Stay in your bubble. Watch the same movies you already know over and over again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I think we've concluded that you have a problem and you have a little bit of autism, Graham. I'm not sure.
No, I definitely have a tinge of both a problem and autism. But I'll tell you what, I have barely drank in the past month.
It's great.
Yeah. 3 weeks, barely. I got this TV thing coming up. I was like, I want to be in great shape. I want to look nice. And I've been working out, playing a lot of basketball. And it didn't backfire at all. So everything's fine.
Well, I think you're going to have to switch over to yoga or something for a little bit. Get a little bit more like flexibility in your little body.
Yeah. So I'm going to have really nice skin and a broken leg for my TV taping coming up soon. Catch me on Bring the Funny on NBC coming up this summer, I believe. So it's I'll be the guy with the leg cast.
That's great.
So yeah,
that's great. Thanks so much for your note, Tiffany. It's not available where JJ is, but I'm definitely interested, and I think we will give that a shot. I think we will give that a shot. Yeah, when
it becomes available. I feel like you can get it in Sweden somehow. CBD oil.
I think it's still illegal, but I will do a little checking.
Yeah.
This is a note from Megan, and she is plugging a show, but we missed it because it was in March. She sent me this note, and it's now April. I am a special needs writer, mom, performer. I have a new show called Lemur Mom, about a mom's journey into life on the spectrum, and explores the isolation, fear, and absurdity I experienced right before my son's diagnosis. But it was March 31st in Sherman Oaks, and I was in Australia just drowning trying to keep up with the schedule. So sorry we missed that. I hope the show was awesome. Megan, I apologize that we just got to it, but it was at the NoHo Arts District. If those of you who are around the LA area want to look it up, and her website is lemurmom.com.
Lemur Mom.
Yeah. Lemur Mom.
Maybe she owns a lemur.
Because we didn't want to be called Tiger Moms, she said.
Oh. I see. Well, cool.
There you go. She said she extended it after 3 sold out shows at the White Fire Theater in Sherman Oaks.
Whoa, awesome.
And yeah. So good for her.
Maybe give her full name.
Okay, her full name is Megan Dolan Wingate, and her website again is www.lemurmom.com.
Yeah.
And
Yeah, she's in showbiz now, so we can give her the full name. We can give the full
name. True. She needs the plug. That's true. Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We haven't seen it, folks, so if it is really mean,
then blame Graham. He told me to plug it.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm sure it's fantastic. And definitely, yeah, check it out. Check out the website. Anyway, that's great. That's cool. Anybody, any other letters?
Yeah, we got
there?
Monica P., who sent me a YouTube video about our last chance for inclusion. And basically, it's a video about... I should turn off the volume on this so you don't have to hear this, people. But basically, it's about join our love mob for tweeting about they want to, you know, talking about inclusion, keeping people with autism included. So it's you can view it on YouTube. Our last chance for inclusion. It's the account is Special Books by Special Kids.
Cool.
And yeah. I'll post that.
Well, Kirk, did we do another episode?
We did it.
I think we did it.
One more episode, done and away.
Whoa, what are we at now?
That's a good question. I think about 180.
Okay, that's cool. Well, guys, it's Autism Awareness Month, and you can donate to us at patreon.com/autastic. That's P-A-T-R-E-O-N. .com/autastic. You can donate as little or as much as you'd like per episode, and we appreciate it as always. That's the plug. If you want to follow me, you can find me on Facebook at Graham K. Graham is spelt like the cracker. K is spelt like the jeweler. And you can also find me on Instagram K on Instagram. I-N-S-T-A Graham K. And yeah. I'm going to be in L.A. for a little bit, and hopefully we'll not be idiots like last time and meet up, you and me.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be great.
Do a live
talk
podcast,
to you off air.
Just you and me, like Ooh. Old times, like the first 50 or 60.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great. A little cup of coffee.
Remember that time
basketball?
You used to always give me peanuts, and I would eat peanuts. And then I had peanut dust on my hands, and I sort of brushed my hands together to brush off the peanut dust, and
over my food.
I wasn't looking, and I did it on your freshly cooked eggs you just made. It was the grossest, funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
And I just stared at you like, "What are you doing?"
Why if that was me, I would have thrown up. I would have thrown up on your face. But you. You're like somehow. I feel like you went through the Great Depression in an earlier life or something. You just ate it.
What do you mean? You feel like I went through the Great Depression? I did go through the Great Depression. It was just the modern version with my kids and family and life. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Great Depression would have been easier. what I went through. Anyway, guys, check me out, Kirk Smith Comedy, on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I am in Los Angeles for the next 2 weeks. I've got 10 shows. If you're in LA, come check me out. I will post those shows. That's it, guys. Have a great week. You can do it.
You can do it.